Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Welcome to the 49ers You've Got Mail podcast presented by Delta Dental. I'm Lindsay Polaris, and today we have a dynamic duo in studio, defensive linemen Chase Young and Nick Bosa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And you guys are first time podcast guests together, correct?
First time tandem podcasters.
All right, well, we're going to have some fun today. So let's just get right to it. You guys have had 9 games on the field together now. Let's do the mid-year review. How has it been playing in the NFL together compared to your Ohio State days?
I wouldn't say it's too different. Still learning, from this guy.
We definitely got our college career cut early. I had a little injury, so we didn't truly get to play, because the only year we played together was when he was a freshman and I was a sophomore. So now that we actually get to play in a full season together, and now we're about to go on this playoff run, it's really cool.
I see you guys always talking to each other about, I think, pass rushing techniques. How great is it to be able to just lean on each other for that?
It's good. In the NFL, you're constantly learning, and different players do things differently, different body types, different mindsets, and just hearing from a really good player and then him learning from me, you could always improve.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Nick, top two, number one. I feel blessed with the opportunity, because obviously he was real good at Ohio State, and I would always pick his brain. But now we're in the NFL, just hearing the things that he's just learned over, his career, being in the NFL, and, I know those things can help me.
What's the best piece of advice he's shared with you, Chase?
I would just say get off. I think that's one thing that Nick always, he says, yeah, you can do this with your hands, but, regardless, if you get off the ball, it should take care of itself. So I feel like that's the biggest, number one thing I try to, keep on my mind when I'm out there, is just get off the ball.
Nick, you touched upon this, but you guys only got one full season together at Ohio State. So how does that one season translate into this longstanding friendship that you guys developed?
I think, when I was at Ohio State, I was kind of coming up and coming into my junior year, I was the guy. And then he came in right after me, and he was kind of like my little brother coming up. And that's kind of how it is in college. You spend so much time together, and you look up to the guys ahead of you. And then obviously I'm gone, and he takes over and does a lot more great things at Ohio State than I ever did. He had an amazing career, and then we went our separate ways and we're doing our own things. We both battled some injuries, and so we have a similar path. And now that this team has brought us together. I think it's rekindled our friendship, and I'm just happy to have him.
Both of you had mentioned that you stayed in touch over the years. In terms of an NFL lifestyle, what does that mean? You guys shoot each other a text every now and then. Did you ever work in the off season together?
We would keep in touch a little bit. I remember when I got hurt, he gave me a call, and I still remember what he told me, and it came true. So, but yeah, I mean, life comes at you, and we live in different places, so it's tough. But now that we get to play together and spend all this time together, it's really cool.
Yeah, I feel like in college, you know, when you go through those gruesome workouts together, you go through camp, still kind of new, you know, that part of our life, you know, we just get to college, that's our NFL at the time. So still learning and being in the, you know, being in that process and, you know, just being with each other a lot, and me always, you know, picking his brain here and there, action. And, you know, just seeing, you know, me as a young player coming in, just seeing, you know, what does greatness look like, or, you know, what does one to, you know, be the best look like? And that's why, you know,
I
hang around Nick, you know, just soak up everything I could. And I mean, you know, definitely when he got hurt, I hit him, but it was like, it's kind of one of those things, like, if I don't see Nick for 2 years, then I see him one day, then it's like, it rekindles right there, like it's always all love. So I feel like that's how it is.
You both ended up going number 2 overall in the draft in your respective years. Was there ever a time that you let yourself imagine, hey, we might be playing on the same NFL team one day?
I would have never thought we would have played the same team.
Especially
going number 2.
Yeah, I mean, seeing what he did his junior year at Ohio State, I was like, all right. Yeah. The opponents forever.
So you get the news that Chase has now been traded to the 49ers. What's the first thing that goes through your mind?
I think George called me, and I just FaceTimed, or did you FaceTime me?
You called me.
I called him, and I was just like, bro.
Yeah, that's just, bro.
But, yeah, it was weird because I heard that they might trade him, and I was shocked by it. But then they traded
Sweat.
Just to be able to add him and go on this run together, it's definitely a fairy tale type situation.
Chase, how is having Nick in this locker room helped you acclimate that much faster?
Oh, you know, anything I needed, or, you know, meeting room, left, right, definitely feels good knowing that somebody I know that I can just ask, you know, not that if I can ask anybody else, but feel more comfortable, obviously, first day in, you know, like, Nick, what we doing right now, basically. and it definitely helped and made it a lot easier with me just coming in.
As you both sit on this couch, you are very chill personalities. You see you both out on the field, total opposite. When does that switch flip for you two?
I think, right when you go out there.
I'll say like that morning of the game. Yeah. I start to feel a little more.
I mean, Chase is a little more bubbly personality than me, I'd say. Mm-hmm. He's just a little shy right now.
I'm just a little tired.
Well, Kyle Shanahan has said on multiple occasions that you give speeches.
Yeah, I mean, once you've been through a lot in the league, you just have the wisdom and you want to share it with guys, because I've been.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't Nick.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Close many times, and if you feel like if you don't share what's on your mind, you're doing them a disservice. So Kyle threw me into that role a couple years ago, and I like it because it makes me think throughout the week of what I'm going to tell the team, and there's so many weeks in a season that it's hard to think of something new, especially when you play a huge game against a top opponent this week and then you have a down kind of week. But you need to be up for every single week to get to where we want to go. So just finding different ways to bring the energy. And it's not like I'm rah-rah getting everybody hyped up. I'm just saying what's on my mind.
Are you saying it how you're speaking to me now, or do you get a little bit more hyped?
Pretty much.
He's consistent. Chase, in your 49ers debut, you found your way to the opening walkout with the bump box. So where does that come from?
He's up there. Didn't take him long.
Honestly, I just felt it. I mean, you know, I didn't want to not be myself coming on to the team. I had a talk with Eric Armstead. I called him Captain. He was like, "Yeah, bro." Like when I first got here, he was like, "Yeah, bro. You know, I'm kind of, you know, I don't talk too much on the field. You know, Nick. You know, he's kind of just consistent and playing." But he was like, "Bro, we want your energy. Like we want to feed off of it." And so he basically gave me the green light after he said that. And I said, "All right, let me just be me."
Yeah, I don't know if it's a D-line thing, but we're a pretty chill group.
We want to give a shout out to Delta Dental, the podcast sponsor here. Niners, protect your teeth and your budget with dental plans from Delta Dental. Get fumble-free dental coverage today.
So having a guy like Chase, I talked about that with Eric too. seasons are long and you do need somebody to bring the energy. And I saw him, how he carried himself in Washington, and he was always hyping up the offense, trying to get everybody going, and I think that's really important.
So other than Chase, is there another very big personality in that D-line group, or is it just you?
You get to know him. Grave is funny. It's so funny. Grave is a character for real when you get to know him.
Yeah. But,
I think everybody really chilling there.
I think playoff Chase
be a different level.
Be a little edgy. It's a little twitch.
Edgy, okay.
You know, I've never been here before, so it's kind of like I'm just taking it, you know, day by day. Obviously, it helps when Nick, you know, has been to the playoffs every year. He's been here. Just really can it's really mental, I feel like. And just trying to, you know, slow walk your way up to that first game because, you know, we can't be too hype right now. Like, you're going to burn out. Like, you know, so where do I take my mind without still being locked in, but, you know, still take my mind somewhere, but still not getting too far out, you know, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. Conserving it.
Yeah, just conserving it and what I should do with my time.
And, Nick, for you, you've been a number one seed before. This is a totally unique experience, however, with that seed locked up in week 17. How different is this experience?
Like he said, you don't want to get too high or too low. You have a week off, but you also want to stay locked in. It is a mental thing, taking that step. Just every single play is so big. And I love the playoffs because any selfishness that you have goes away in the playoffs. Like, I want this many stats. I want this, that.
What that does.
You just want to get off the field and get the offense the ball. Like, there's no other. Because there's selfishness to the sport. Like, everybody's trying to put food on the table for their families and make as much money as they can. And we're obviously a great team, and you're selfless among the team. But when the playoffs come around, it's just do your job, get off the field, and move on. And that's what I love about it.
From everything this team has said leading up to the playoffs, so that's really been the selfless mentality that the 49ers have had all year. How rare is it to be a part of that type of locker room?
Right, yeah, we do it pretty much all year, it seems like. But compared to other teams, like, there's so many great players on this team that you can't try and stand out and be the guy, because you'll get humbled.
Yeah, definitely be humble.
Chase, for you, obviously a first-time number one seed, but also to be going into the playoffs with this stacked roster, what is that like?
Man, it's cool. And, you know, like Coach Shanahan, he tells us, you know, now everybody's going to praise us again, and, you know, everybody's so talented and this, this, and that, but at the end of the day, we have to make ourselves, you know, we have to put that on the field and, you know, actually do it. So, I mean, you know, we have it on, you know, piece of paper, but at the end of the day, I know I got to play that C-gap the best of my ability.
Yeah, it's all about the 2.5 hours you're out on that field. No matter what kind of players you got to be the best team for 4 quarters.
You guys will have the weekend off. How much of that weekend are you dedicating to watching football and potentially your divisional round opponent?
I watch some of it.
It's just nice to watch other people battle while you're
not
healing.
I got you.
While your body is reproducing cells.
Very scientific answer there.
So that's what I'll be happy about. I'll be watching the cells do the job.
As your cells are replenishing, this is not vacation time. But what do you guys get to do this week that you wouldn't on a normal NFL week?
I think it's just being able to sit there and just do nothing. The pleasure of just
underrated.
It's underrated. The pleasure of just chilling.
I've been dying to get some reading in, and I'm finally able to do that because I'm not super exhausted. And then, yeah, just feeling fresh out on the practice field is a good feeling. Hasn't been like that in a long time.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.